how to find in the morning papers, is how to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is a Friday. We're going to have an open phone Friday today on the 19th of October, 2007. Said a very interesting thing happened to me. I just got pulled over by the Round Rock Finest over here. And I was on my motorcycle, and the reason I got pulled over is because the cop didn't see a sticker on my plate. What sticker, you might ask? Oh, down here in Texas, you have the right to go helmeted or unhelmeted, but there's a few hoops that you have to jump through for the going unhelmeted. A lot of people think that's silly, but that's part of the reason why people ride motorcycles. It gives you the at least the illusion that you're somewhat free. Anyhow, this cop was kind of interesting. And the reason I'm telling you the story is what happened afterwards. Now, the cop, I have an expired driver's license. I don't have any motorcycle endorsement. He asked me, he said, do you have a motorcycle endorsement? I said, no. I said, I haven't had one of those in 30 years. It's expired driver's license. And down here, you've got to show proof of insurance. In other words, enough liability and all that stuff, you know, since you're not wearing a helmet. And somehow, I guess that translates that. And I have no idea where the connection is, but somehow this has to do with, I guess, protecting yourself from yourself and having enough insurance. So at any rate, you know, and folks, anytime motorcycles get in accidents, it's generally the rider that ends up on the bad end of the stick. If a two-wheeler gets involved with a four-wheeler, a six-wheeler, an 18-wheeler, well, you know how that story goes. You know, unless you're traveling 100 miles an hour and you T-bone somebody and you fly through the side of their car and you're the human projectile and kill them, chances are that there's only going to be slight property damage to their car or truck. But it was interesting. He got me for no motorcycle endorsement and no insurance papers. Well, I have that required insurance. All I have to do is show up in court. But the one thing I didn't do with this cop is stand there and read him the Riot Act. And I wasn't going to stand there and tell him, you know, I'm not getting this license renewed, you know, for obvious reasons. This is your slash new national ID card, you know, whatever it is. You know, I'm just not going to have it renewed. It's going to stay expired until probably I expire. But it was very interesting. After this took place, I remember changing lanes in front of a guy driving a little black Miata. It was a little top down. And when the cop was finished writing a ticket, and he pulled off to the side so I guess he can do his paperwork or whatever. This guy shows up, and he says, hey. He says, you need any help? And I said, what kind of help? He says, well, you didn't do anything wrong. You know, if you need me for something, I'll help you. That was unusual. Somebody coming to the aid of somebody else, and, you know, he was just an ordinary-looking guy. But I found that most interesting. Somebody that's willing to come to the aid of somebody else and to tell them that, hey, this guy didn't do anything wrong.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me do this. It's Friday, folks, and Truth Seekers always has something going on a Friday night down at the China Emperor tonight at Four Square. And it's 111 West William Cannon and South Congress here in Austin. They're going to have, what are they going to have tonight? A presentation by David J. Smith of NewsWatchMagazine.org. And it's a compilation of recent books at current world events as related to prophecy. So anybody that would like to attend that tonight, starts at 7 o'clock, goes from 7 to 10. They got some pretty good food down there, buffet, all Chinese-type foods. So there you go. Somebody has sent me a letter, and I appreciate this very much, and it has to do with the other program I do in this network called Cashflow. And as I explained on earlier broadcast about what this show is about, it is a backdoor approach to the public at large out there. Now, about the banking, okay, but the approach to the program, and it's not in syndication yet. We're waiting for the green light on that, and I hear there's a lot of Hollywood deep pockets that want to see this thing fly because they have seen Freedom to Fascism. They had seen all the DVDs that have been produced about credit card fraud and everything else. And they're all friends out there, so you know, that stuff travels through the grapevine rather quickly. So there's some very deep-pocketed people out there that want to promote this program. And my partner in this, James Martinez, he represents a company called NAES. And what this is, folks, there's two ways you can deal with your credit cards. You can dump them entirely, or you can do a Howie Mandel and deal or no deal with the credit card companies. And it's a reduction of the debt on the card. Now, most people will do that because they somehow feel obligated to pay it. Now, we've explained on this program many times before that, hey, look, these credit card companies don't put anything on the table. They have nothing to lose. And nobody down the line loses anything. You're the lose-lose in this scenario. They're on the win-win. You know, and they've got their little game rigged. Even if you're filing bankruptcy, you can't even deep six your credit card debts. Mm-mm. Mr. Graham and Mr. Hatch saw to it to make sure that that bill got through for the benefit of the banks out there. But at any rate, on this program, one day we get a call from somebody named Diane. I do believe that was her name. Let me make sure here. Yeah, Diane. And she says in the letter, "Dear John and James, hi, this is Diane, your caller from earlier in this week, who is in the program with the North American Educational Service, or NAES, that you speak of during your show, Cash Flow. First off, I'm not an employee of NAES, and I do not know either Mr. Stadtmuller or Mr. Martinez. I'm just a regular listener who believes passionately in what I've come to learn through the NAES. I wanted to write to reiterate my endorsement of the economic education that's supplied to a person when he or she joins NAES and proceeds on the self-empowering process of taking back the full strength of their credit worthiness and the control of their hard-earned dollars for the good of themselves and their loved ones. When a person joins NAES, a scepter of sorts is placed in that individual's hands, a gavel of strength and justice. Each member receives access 24/7 to information, not only on the website, but also through emails, telephone conferences, and recorded classes on how to protect assets, United States legal guidelines and provisions, and explanations in lay terms. Also, each member receives an educational DVD entitled The Money Masters, How International Bankers Gain Control of America, which is shocking and illuminating in its information on the current state of affairs of the banking system that is globally burying alive each and every citizen who honorably wakes up every day to look forward to life and the pursuit of happiness. Each member receives an audio CD of the groundbreaking seminar by Ed Griffin, G. Edward Griffin, entitled The Creature from Jekyll Island, teaching you how America and its tax-paying government of the people, by the people, and for the people is still living under taxation without representation by the thievery of the international banking system and the silent secret history and undercover world of that came to be, how it came to be. When I was in college, studying for my BA in journalism and communications, all of my classes, whether about advertising or bona fide news reporting, taught the same basic principle. Assume the blanket and general ignorance of the American public, tell them how to think and what to think about, and if you look around you, that is exactly the monotone, robotic sort of acceptance people have had about their entertainment, their consumerism, and their information. And it needs to stop. People need to keep educating themselves, and most especially about their financial prosperity and their rights as American citizens. The education at NAES does just this. It is right up there with getting a college degree, only better, because it is about our rights as Americans and citizens of this world and where we are taking it and where we are blindly and mutedly allowing to be taken by international thieves. Your friendly neighborhood bank. Does the bank work for you, or do you work for the bank? Thank you, Diane M. I appreciate that letter very much, Diane. And by the way, what a segue here to give out the number for for cash flow, actually for James Martinez. 877-331-0626. Or you can email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And as I've said in past programs, okay, and I'll run this by you again because people are having a whole lot of problem here, pulling themselves out of the matrix, stepping back, changing their point of view a few degrees, and looking at this through different eyes. And they've been conditioned, all right? Like anything else, well, you owe that. You got to pay it. And, of course, from the assault from third parties, and more lawyers out there, folks, we're growing them like weeds in this country. What a lot of these guys are doing is they'll send you, they sign up for the debt. In other words, they take on the deal with the banks for collection, which makes them a third party. Now, did you contract with these people? Did you obligate yourself to these bill collectors? No, absolutely not. Now, a lot of lawyers are doing this and using their letterhead, okay, their bar-accredited registry card, you know, their name and, you know, whatever their little logo is, and they're trying to pass themselves off as attorneys representing the credit card companies. Oh, my goodness, well, that's just a collection guy. This is actually an attorney that's no, they're not representing these banks, credit card companies. They're not representing them. They are merely just ambulance chasers. Only this time they're chasing your credit card and you. Now, there is reasons, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to explain this to you, that they can't produce a copy of the contract with them, with the credit card company, because one doesn't exist. What exists is an unenforceable unilateral contract. What the banks refer to as your contract with us is not a valid bilateral agreement, since the four requirements of lawful binding contract were not met on the credit card application, meaning full disclosure. You know, we are not told that we are creating the credit with our signature. Equal consideration. They bring nothing to the table, hence they have nothing to lose. Lawful terms and conditions. They are based upon fraud. And the fourth, signatures of the parties. The corporations can't sign because they have no right to contract, as they are legal fictions. And then, see, this is why they try to make you one. Credit cards are a win-win for the banks and a lose-lose for everybody else. Now, also, what they can't provide you with is validation of the debt. And that's the actual accounting. All right? Verification of their claim against you, a sworn affidavit, or even just a signed invoice, and a copy of the contract binding both of those parties. They don't have it. That's why you can eliminate your credit card debt and do it in total. And I don't care if you've got $20,000 on a credit card or you've got $200,000. It doesn't matter. So I would suggest and urge people, because I've been watching the markets here very, very closely. Very closely. And none of this is looking good. Now, understand that today, you know what today is, folks? That's right. Today is the 19th of October. It's the 20-year anniversary of, the stock market crash back in 87. Now, the markets closed down today 366 points. And it was very interesting what they were trying to make people believe as to why this is dropping. Now, they had to make mention of the fact that they tried to bury last week is, the subprime mortgage is out there. Well, you know, that's a problem, but that's being cleaned up. That's not a problem anymore. Well, today they're admitting that, this is going to continue to be a problem for the foreseeable future. And they're at least admitting that. Now, thank you very much for telling us the truth. See, and here's the problem in America. It's the scarce pipeline for information, good information. How do you know what to do in any given circumstances if you're not given all the facts and all the options? How do you make a correct decision? Well, the answer to that is, it's like a crapshoot. Roll your dice and take your chance. A little bit more on this. When we get back, 800-313-9443, any subject matter, It's an open phone Friday, folks. Any subject matter, any questions, any comments? 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Back here. Folks, given the correct information, which the American people have not had for a long, long time, you know, when was the last time you tuned into a news story and there's a flash, top story, banking practices in violation of U.S. Constitution? When was the last time you tuned in and saw similar splashing headlines about the IRS? No, you're not going to see that, because the IRS is the promissory note that they rigged for the debt that they knew we were going to get into with the international banksters and their member friends working inside this country. You know, the mistake that the Congress made back in 1913, well, the first mistake was it wasn't in front of the full Congress assembled. I think there was only three or four members, I think on a Christmas Eve or something like that, back in 1913, that got this thing through. And, of course, the little rider to this little contract between the international banksters and the United States government is, hey, it's an open checkbook policy. Folks, think about this. If you've got a line of credit with a bank, and you start going sideways on your payments or this, that, and the other, or they take a look at your overall financial obligations, they're going to look at you and say, well, okay, well, you have a line of credit, but under further scrutiny here, we're going to put a ceiling and a cap on the amount of money that you can borrow from us. Now, that would stand to reason, right? Well, in a way, the Congress and this government is using you, the producing, consuming America out there, the taxpayer, as they keep liking, they like to refer to you as. This is the pledge against the debt. So as long as you keep working and toiling and they keep taxing and ripping you off, well, everything is just fine and dandy, supposedly. Now, if I were a bean counter, and by the way, the banks have never been audited the way they should be, anyway. If they were to look at the government the way that they might look at you personally, do you think the checkbook would have been closed on the United States government? Now, here's where we get down to the gray shaded area of grand conspiracy. Now, I said this earlier today, that if you look and you're watching what George Bush is doing, fighting wars that we should not even be into, and Ron Paul is right, and we had made mention of this when the Congress of the United States gave up their vote on making war with other sovereign countries. They just passed that responsibility off to the president and says, well, hey, you've got proactive powers now. You can proactively go after anybody on the planet that you want to. You don't have to come to us to deal with this nasty consideration of actually declaring war on somebody and debating the facts or the issues at hand and maybe voting to wage war. Nah, we're not going to do that. We're going to give it to the president. George Bush, in his first 6 years, we're only, three-quarters of the way through the 2007 year. So far, George Bush has run up the tab $10 trillion on the debt. But there's two debts to look at here. The full-fledged, all-out debts of the United States government, which is supposed to be representing us, which it doesn't, but at any rate, in name only, do they represent us. That these people are sitting on debt obligations well in excess of $60 trillion. Now, if you take everything into account, past, present, and future debt obligations, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, there's nothing in that fund, folks. And the baby boomers are coming. They're starting to retire. These are the ones after World War II. 10,000 a day are going to be signing up for Social Security. And there is nothing in that trust fund. It's already been robbed, gone. Now, George didn't have anything, the current King George II, didn't have anything to rob out of it because somebody previously did that. So all he did was just up the debt limit to some $8.5-9 trillion. Now, looking at that even, that's not so bad. $9 trillion, you say? That's a lot of money. I don't even know how many zeros that is. But through their fraudulent practices and the loan guarantee called the IRS, they took in $1.2 trillion last year. So if by some magical way they could take all their proceeds from the IRS to pay down on that debt, well, you could get it. If you applied every cent, you could maybe get it down to zero in maybe 9 or 10 years. That's if you took all the money. But there's a problem here. A little problem on the debt that's already been run up. Every day, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you get to do it the next week and the next month and the next year. The government is paying $426 million every day to these banks in interest payments alone. Holy mackerel, what a scam. Now, there's a bunch of other chickens that are still clucking in the yard and have not come to the hen house to roost yet. When they get there, they're going to find out their nests are gone, their eggs are gone. Everything's gone. Talk a little bit more about that after this break. 800-313-9443. Nobody wants to talk to me today? any subject, any questions, any anything. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a maybe to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Back. Folks, $426 million a day to the banksters. And the reason I'm tying this in the Bush cabal, you know, we got a little break here from the little communist Bill Clinton for a while. But back in 92, George Bush signed the executive order that allowed, through executive order, by the way, not through Congress, not through the people that are supposedly representing us, but by executive order, George Bush Sr. allowed foreigners to come in and buy our assets, our infrastructure, our bricks and mortar. And we're not talking about commercial properties here. Well, I guess if it's the corporation, I guess you can consider it a commercial property. But in this regard, sewer treatment plants, water treatment plants, bridges, roads, schools, hospitals, you name it. If there's a government tie-in, federal tie-in, with regulations, money, anything else, guess what? It can be sold. Now, the politicians, the inside ring knockers, and I'm not talking about your normal dumb cluck that gets up there and runs for office, that he wants to do his duty. And there are some of them out there, folks. Not all of them are the little ring knockers in on the grand conspiracy here. We got a lot of people, you know, it's like cops. You ask them, you know, why'd you go into law enforcement? Well, they're never going to tell you, hey, I want to be a Johnny Six Gun. I want to live off the adrenaline and the rush of the job. Most of them will tell you, and firefighters alike, that, well, I'm doing this to help people, you know, help them. That's what they'll tell you. Well, and these naive politicians, they'll tell you the same thing. But the problem is when they learn of what they're involved in and how deep this is, that they don't immediately, at the top of their lungs, start screaming to their constituency, foul, there's something wrong here, and get those people behind them. That's what they're supposed to be doing, representing people, and more importantly, following, not kind of, sort of, but following the Constitution. You know, a lot of this stuff would disappear. A lot of the problems we're having in this country right now would just up and evaporate if these clowns were paying attention to the Constitution. So now it's coming down to a showdown. The corporation, the government's busted, flat on its keister. State coffers are running dry. They're running into problems with taxes. Many states right now are having budgetary crises, and they've got to clean up this year's before they can even propose a budget for next year. And this is all hinged on everything just humming along and everybody forking over the money. Well, all these people getting thrown out of their homes, well, there goes the property tax. I don't think the city gets up the money to pay property tax. They don't pay their own taxes. So there's less and less homeowners paying property taxes. Yeah, that's your yearly rent. You think you own your property? No, you don't. Try not paying your property tax, and it'll be sold off at auction to pay for those property taxes. And I don't care if you own your home or not. It doesn't matter. Non sequitur. Doesn't matter a lick to these people. Or the city taxes that they collect from your paycheck, or any other taxes. More and more people being unemployed, not feeding money back into that system. You see where I'm going with this. So it comes along Georgie Porgy, King George II, to amass us into further debt and to allow George Bush Sr. with his great executive order to sell off the infrastructure. Because you know what, folks, we're all hurting for money out here. You hear them screaming it every single day. And not one of these clowns, except for Ron Paul, will blow the whistle and say why we're in this mess to begin with. Fiscal responsibility? Well, yeah, if you weren't dealing with the private Guido out there, the loan shark, and our currency really was backed with gold and silver, guess what? The government couldn't have got itself in the debt that it had. Just couldn't have been done. It would have been physically impossible to do. And the same way with state governments or any other government operating inside this country. So this is intrinsically tied. This is why I'm saying to you folks, I'm not getting a clear and concise census from my brethren in the broadcast world, but I'm looking at the situation the way it is right now and what we're facing. And this is all intertwined. North American Union, the Omero, then we're to be folded into the New World Order. You know, this is the second to last phase of their global governance scam. See, you couldn't bring the United States in with Constitution, with Bill of Rights, with sound money. This arrogant thing that the American people just keep expressing, that I have the right of self-determination and I have the right. No, you're all wrong. According to your government, what constitutional rights? I'm going to snoop and poop on you. I'm going to do whatever I want to you. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. We don't need any authority. And if you do, okay, you're griping because we don't have, okay, we'll grant ourselves authority in violation of the Constitution. Well. Here comes the political buster of all times, Ron Paul. And I'll get into talking about Mr. Paul here, because some very interesting things are going on in his campaign. But first, let me not hold you on the line here too long. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Maybe I'm having a slow day, or maybe I just never was good at math, which I will admit to. But if I buy goods and services with my credit card,
mm-hmm.
doesn't the credit card company then fork over money to the people that gave me the goods and services? And
yes.
Doesn't that leave them with, like, a deficit, being in the red ink?
Now, who are you speaking of? Which party?
The people at the credit card.
Oh, you mean the bankers?
Credit cards are from banks.
That's right.
And so all they have to do is type in ones and zeros, and it's there.
Well, and not only that, is they can write it off. You know, they got their own little bean counters. If they incur a loss, or what they claim to be a loss, well, it's written off against their taxes. So it's really not a loss at all. They just write it off.
Unless everybody in the country does it, then they'd be in big trouble.
Well, yeah, they're in trouble right now.
Uh-huh.
The life expectancy of the funny money system that they are, the credit card banks and companies are all a party to,
mm-hmm.
is this funny money system that has a shelf life of about 100 years, and we're about 6 years from expiration on that deal.
Yeah. Doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. So, you know, and the credit card companies don't lose anything because they didn't actually loan you anything to begin with. They didn't plop down a pile of cash on the table and say, okay, well, I've got to pay this out to ABC Hardware, or I've got to pay this out to that, or whatever. No. You created the money when you put a signature on there. They didn't put anything on the table. The only thing they did was loan you credit. It's the only thing that they've done.
Right, but they say I went and bought a new television,
mm-hmm.
and it cost X amount of dollars.
Right.
The credit card company then... You know, if I put it on my credit card, then the credit card company pays Fry's or Best Buy or whoever I bought it from,
mm-hmm.
and they get their money.
Right.
But it seems like there's a big gaping hole there somewhere that.
Well,
I got the goods and services, but.
That's why
nobody paid.
Yeah, well, that's why some people will not take their credit card debt and dump it entirely.
Well, does this also go for like things like car loans or? Because I have a car loan through Chrysler Financial,
mm-hmm.
and is that the same kind of thing?
Technically, you would have to ask my co-host, James Martinez, on that. I don't know what, if anything, they can do with the car thing, but, you know, that's an upfront contract with you.
Right, You
see what you're putting down on the car,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're negotiating with them as to the price of it, and then your payments and all that other stuff. That's a pretty cut and dry contract,
mm-hmm.
and this is being carried in house. Chrysler has, what did you say it is?
Chrysler Financial.
Okay, and then General Motors has GMAC.
Mm-hmm.
General
Ford
Motors
Motor Credit.
Yeah, there you go. So they're actually putting up their own stuff behind that, and this is a company that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to check in. Good question, Melissa, because I'll have to check into the intricacies of that one.
Well, then one last thing.
Yeah.
If you do this with your credit cards, you probably can't use your credit cards anymore.
Why would you want to?
Emergencies, if you don't have cash in hand.
Well, you can go in and repair your credit on this. Yes. See, and most people, they feel, and they ask the same questions you do, Melissa. You know, we have this pension in this country for being honest people and to pay all our debts and live up to our obligations and our word. But in the instance of the credit card companies, these people are just absolutely, they're bloodsuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
try
missing a payment on your credit card and watch right now what they'll do. Not only, and say that you got three credit cards with three separate banks. If you miss a payment on one credit card, not only do they throw you into the default category, the other guys go, oh, well, here's our chance to go in there and suck a little bit more blood off of, you know.
Oh, do you know what else they do? This happened to a friend of mine. They got behind on their credit cards because of bankruptcy and everything else. And when they went to renew their insurance policies for their vehicles, their insurance had gone sky high, like to the highest. And when they checked into it, it was because they had missed a payment on their credit card.
Yeah, well, and as I was going to say about the credit cards, even though that these different credit cards are through different banking institutions, that's the green light for them to come in and max out the maximum amount of interest on the balance on that credit card, somewhere between 27 and 29% on the unpaid balance.
Well, I have one credit card that I had put a big transfer on for, I had some dental work done and car repairs and stuff, and so I put it all on one of those fixed interest until you pay it off, and I'm finally, you know, down to like the last $20, and I kept dragging it on until I talked to the company, and I asked the lady this morning, I said, you know, since I've been such a good customer, is there any way that I can get my interest rate lowered? And she said, well, no, unfortunately not. And I said, well, what is the interest rate on this card if I were to use it for purchasing? 21.9. And that's
and
5 years ago, my rate on that card for purchases was like 6.9.
See, and Congress is not regulating. You know, Congress will get involved in such things as home loans and things of that nature. See, now, that's like if you bought a home on a 30-year fixed mortgage and you signed on a dotted line. You know your obligations right up front. You already know what your monthly payments are going to be. What the bank won't tell you is, hey, psst, by the way, if you throw an extra $100 per month toward the toward this loan, you can cut your 30-year mortgage almost in half. They're not going to tell you that. Because they want that interest. Most of that is front-loaded with the interest, and then eventually you get around to the principal. But the credit card, the point I want to bring up about the credit cards, this is not regulated by Congress. That's why all of these people run their business out of South Dakota, because that's the only state in the union that they can get away with this, fluctuating. You know, the credit card interest rates, that'd be like your bank on a 30-year fixed mortgage. You sign a contract, 5 years down the road, they knock on your door and say, excuse me, you know, we had you down here at 5.75%. You know, we're in a little bit of a bind. So we're going to up your interest rate to about 15-20%. Yeah. Now, getting back to your question about having a credit card for emergencies. And I don't want to get personal on you here, Melissa, but what do you estimate that you're paying the credit card companies a month right now on your unpaid balances?
Well, I've got them both paid down.
Okay, good.
So only what I put on there every month, and then I pay it off completely or almost off, and it's only a couple hundred dollars a month.
Okay.
You know, when I buy things like from Republic Broadcasting and, you know, phone sales, that kind of thing.
Well, I appreciate that. But your credit card, you have paid your balances down.
Right.
So if they up and told you that, hey, your credit card interest now is 29%, that wouldn't bother you too much because it wouldn't affect you that much because you've already paid your balances down. Okay. Well, that's a safe deal.
Yeah.
But a lot of people out there right now, are just absolutely choking on this stuff.
Me just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
I understand.
Yeah. All right. Well, I kind of understand a little bit better now, so it's all about the banksters.
Yeah, you bless them in the worldwide scam.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Carl in Texas. Hello, Carl.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost thought you dropped me off there.
Nope.
I wanted to talk about some credit card, too.
All right.
Seems like we got a statement here for our insurance for our home this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had about $250 on there for a credit card problem. Well, guess what? We don't have a credit card problem. We pay ours off monthly and have been for years. And my daughter, she checked it on the computer from one of her accounts. I guess she could look it up without being charged for it because we sent off to get a copy of what they're supposedly looking at. She said she couldn't find anything on there. We're paid current. But they said, you know, the score is we got too many credit cards open, and too many we opened this last year, which we didn't open any that I know of.
Well, and I'll tell you simply what this is, Carl.
What?
This is just a scam. Who? You said this is you. You have a mortgage through.
No, I don't have a mortgage.
You don't have a mortgage.
The house is paid for.
The house is paid for.
Cars are paid for.
So what?
Everything is paid for.
Okay, so this comes down to your insurance.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a scam. You can stop that.
I know that.
That,
but good grief, what's going on?
Well, they're all grabbing for money. Everybody is grabbing for money because everybody on the inside knows that this thing's from the inside out, it's rotten and it's fixing to blow.
But now I've been with this company 50 years.
Doesn't matter.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Now, what you can do is call this insurance company up and explain the problem to them and say, you know what? You're taking advantage of a credit situation out there, and you're trying to up your payments and fees from people. That's that they consider that to be a fee,
yeah.
And that is quite illegal. And the grounds of which they claim that they did it to you on is totally absurd. But the problem is that most people won't catch this. They're relying on your stupidity.
I figured as much about that, yeah.
Yeah, and they literally do. Hey, hang on a second. I got to take a break. Carl, hang on. Jerry, Richard, Joel, and others will get to all your calls on this edition of the Open Phone Friday Intelligence Report, folks. Ooh, 20-year anniversary of the stock market crash. I wonder what it's going to do when it opens Monday. It was down 366, 13,522. I guess the party's over on Wall Street. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Carl, the only thing you have to do is call that insurance company.
Uh-huh.
And they're just out there collecting unfounded fees, and they're hoping the majority of the people will not say anything about it. They'll just pay it because, after all, you've been a customer of that insurance company for 50 years, and they wouldn't try to defraud you, would they?
Well, it makes you wonder.
Yeah. Well, and here's another thing. They do this to people. What would be your inclination to stay with that insurance company?
Yeah, that's what I'm beginning to think they want me to drop off.
Well, not necessarily. How many claims have you made against the insurance company over the 50?
In 50 years,
yeah,
two.
Two. And what was the estimated dollar value?
Roughly about $3,000 on each of them. They were roofs, you know, from hailstorms.
Okay. And to this insurance company, what do you estimate that you paid him in about a half a century?
Oh, gosh. I have tons, no idea.
Tons. Tons of money.
Yeah. Bookies.
See, you got one thing you got to keep in mind about insurance companies, that they're not in the business of honoring your claims. They're in the business of taking your money, investing it, and trying not to pay out premiums, trying not to pay out on damages.
Well, didn't you say that this practice is illegal?
Yeah, it is.
Is that state or federal?
I don't know. I'd have to look into the federal aspect. At least in the state, that's wrong. I mean, they just can't.
As soon as they give me the information on my score, I definitely want to protest it.
Yeah, I would.
I'm just wondering, I guess it has on the form there who I'm supposed to consult with.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to give a copy to my local representative here.
There you go.
I'm going to fight them.
Yeah, and
they really ticked me off this time.
Yeah, know? Yeah. Well, and just what I, you know, keep in mind what I said.
I didn't know if other people had run into this problem. I just thought it was strange as all get out when I seen what their reasons were, which was very vague.
Yeah.
And even how they come up with a score, I can't imagine. You know, they don't give you details.
Mm-hmm.
They just said you got a bad score. Boom. You know, that's it.
Bad credit score. You own your own home.
There.
You own your own home. Do you have any credit cards or don't you?
I use two. My wife has some of these little revolving things, but we pay them off every month.
Okay, so your credit score is far. You're a homeowner. You own your own home.
Yeah.
You already have assets on the books. You have not violated. You've not made the credit card companies mad. You've always paid your balances. And there's no reason for them to go in and say that, well, your credit score, you know, it's hurting right now. No, it's not. There isn't anything that you've done to hurt that vaunted credit score. Check into it, Carl. Chew them up.
Appreciate it, John.
Okay, sir. Jerry in Connecticut. Hello, Jerry. Jerry, are you there? Jerry? Put Jerry on hold. He must be going to the bathroom or maybe getting a sandwich out of the fridge. Richard in Texas. Hello, Richard.
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
I got a good one for you. I was listening to a show one day. I don't remember who was on, but they were talking about African country whose inflation got so bad, I guess hyperinflation, a la Germany style, 19, whatever.
Zimbabwe.
And they said they just started shaving zeros off, and their economy went back to, I don't know if that was a new world or IMF. Explain that for the people.
If it was Zimbabwe, what they were having was inflationary problems. I think inflation was running 1,200% or something like that. Now, I am not totally familiar with the Zimbabwe situation and how they rectified it. Evidently, they didn't.
Well, the guy said that everything went back to normal pretty much when they just knocked off a bunch of zeros. I guess a $1,000 bill turned into a $10 bill.
Say that again.
He said they just start shaving the zeros off. In other words, you go buy a loaf of bread for $1,000, it went back to $1 like it normally would be, and then everything was back to normal. I'm assuming that was just a World Bank trick.
I'll have to look into that because I don't know possibly how they did that.
Okay.
I have. Go ahead.
Oh, I hear a commercial coming. You want me to just?
Yeah, just hold on a second. We'll take about a 90-second break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. It's an open phone Friday, folks, 800-313-9443, and I'm going to get into a little bit more about the financial stuff because it's coming home to roost in Europe. And also want to talk about Ron Paul. Apparently, he's now a top-tier candidate. We'll be right back.